It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, guess what?
What?
Vegan Impossible Burgers are not good for you.
Good.
Yeah, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition did this, published this study finally. And they have found that people that eat the Impossible Burgers or sausage, as they are called right now, tend to end up with
diarrhea.
Diarrhea, good risk of diabetes.
Yeah, yeah.
The sugars.
Yeah, sure.
High blood pressure, heart problems, and everything because they're ultra processed. It's not the same as eating an actual vegan diet with like whole foods and even a vegetarian diet.
Yeah.
It's way different. So these Impossible Burgers are significantly worse for you than eating people or than
eating people.
than eating real like actual meat.
Yeah.
So you're better off eating actual meat than Impossible Burgers.
Of course you are. You dirty hippies.
That's the thing. The hippies are ruining everything. You know,
dirty I didn't mind Birkenstocks.
That the Birkenstocks aren't really a hippie thing anymore. It's the patchouli.
Yeah, patchouli.
You smelling like the patchouli? I didn't mind patchouli until I went around a bunch of hippies one time and it ruined it.
But what patchouli is?
It's a thing.
I bought incense one time.
Oh, yeah, you smoke your dope?
No, no. I remember at one point I was like, I'm going to burn incense in my house, and I did. That was horrible.
I used to burn a lot of incense.
What a bad phase that was for
me. But I used to also walk around without shoes, so.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A library in New Jersey, they were trying to do the nice thing, and they were handing out all these glasses so everybody could look at the eclipse the other day, right?
Oh,
they're like, hey, you know, you come into the library, we'll give you a pair of eclipse glasses so you can see exactly what's going on with this eclipse. And then that way you can look right at it. You don't have to worry about it. Well, they were counterfeit, and they didn't work.
Uh-oh.
And apparently some people may have some severe eye damage because of it.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, listen. libraries, remember when they would just hand out books?
You know, they got to...
But now you can go to a lot of
times.
You can go to a library. You can get counterfeit glasses. You can get. You can go in there, and you can... You can get video games in libraries
Some
now?
Some of them you can. Yeah, I seen that at one in Regina.
I remember.
A little while ago.
Back in my day, I remember when it was the weirdest thing going in there and you could get VHSs. I was like, wait a minute, I could get Dumb and Dumber at the library?
Yeah, you can get the DVDs.
Yeah. And then you can also look at the pornos on the internet.
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can go in there and look at the pornos. I saw a gentleman one time looking at the pornos in there, and he was getting quite friendly with himself.
No, you did not.
Sure.
Were you looking at yourself?
Yeah, they should keep the mirrors away from where the computer section is.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Sometimes you'd swear things are planned.
No.
But this one is not planned. It's just so ironic. Don't you think?
It's like...
Or coincidental, maybe, more so.
Okay.
I always get those confused. So, O.J. Simpson and the Ford Bronco Sport were both recalled on the same day.
Oh, no, that is... That should be a modern version of ironic.
Yeah.
If Alanis Morissette were to rewrite it, she would include that.
So, the Ford Bronco Sport in the States saw some recalls on Wednesday. I don't know why. Look it up if you have one. But... Come on, now the Ford Bronco Sport is a lot smaller than the Bronco that O.J. Simpson was.
O.J. had the full size.
And by the way, loved that Ford Bronco. Like, I remember watching that chase and being like, God, that's a nice vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
But now
those Broncos sell for a crazy amount of money.
Especially because
the originals.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's something else. The internet will always win. People must have had these memes in their pocket for like months waiting for OJ to die because those memes, everything came out so fast yesterday.
Yeah. Oh no, people are just quick like
that. Did you see there's the Bronco turned into a hearse with the Grim Reaper driving?
I just saw that one. Just saw it.
Just ruthless.
Oh yeah. But people don't care.
Caitlyn Jenner. Did you see Caitlyn Jenner's tweet?
No.
She just tweeted, good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, like, so they're married to Kardashian. What's her name? Kim Kardashian's mom. I don't know what, you know
the
who
Jenner,
I'm
that one.
Yeah, Kris Jenner.
Yeah, sure.
And she, of course, was married to the. Was he the head prosecutor?
Yeah, he was.
Or
yeah,
he was on OJ's team.
OJ's team. He was the head lawyer.
Right, and then there were some mishaps there and stuff like that. So, anyway, people are ruthless.
But Kourtney Kardashian was crying about it.
Really?
Yeah. The truth?
Well, I all I know is this.
No cap.
The internet will always win, and I'm telling you, and I've said this before, if I die, feel free to make fun of it immediately.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We are in a little bit of trouble when it comes to debt in our country.
Yeah, I'd say.
Finances are, of course, a major concern for everybody right now, but I just saw some recent numbers. This is the scariest number I saw.
And it's going to get worse. The next time they report this, it will be higher.
Yeah. Well, it's gone up a lot even in the last 6 months. The average household debt in Canada now, the average Canadian household owes $1.79 for every $1 of disposable income.
Wow.
That is, that's dangerous. That's like,
and it's getting worse. Like, and it has to do so much with how heavily we are taxed in this country.
I say it has all that and just the cost of living.
Of living as well, yeah.
But I saw an article that said, living debt-free, the benefits to your health.
And this has a lot to do with what we talked about yesterday. Or no, I think that was maybe Wednesday, and stress and what it does to the body and how it just makes you older and could be a leading cause of cancer in younger people.
Yeah, absolutely. I laugh, though, when I see these articles that are like, you know, back when our parents were growing up, though, you know, we need to go back to that where it was like you just had to take out a little bit of a loan every now and then if you had a little bit of debt, or maybe you'd talk to a family member and get some money from them. But that we need to go back to that.
How?
You can't. It's a totally different world now.
It'll never get back to that point ever.
Well, I hope it does.
It won't. You can hope all you want.
We need a change in attitude. And that's from the corporate world. That's everybody. But everybody wants to make that money and then just kind of screw everybody else, you know?
Just to get ahead.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Oil prices, Chad. They're absolutely insane. Criminal.
Every time I go to the pumps, I'm just like, this is getting insane.
No, olive oil. So you know how the Mexican cartel have the control of the avocado industry?
Yeah, it's what I've heard.
Yeah, well,
and I love avocados.
Yeah, well, now some gangs are selling low quality olive oil as extra virgin olive oil.
Oh no!
Yeah, because the price of olive oil is skyrocketing because of the bad weather that's happening in Greece. They have some pretty crazy weather there over the past few years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been going up over the past few decades, and now criminal organizations are taking over the olive oil industry, Chad, and I just don't know where I can draw the line here. You know, we deal with big companies right here in Canada.
Yeah.
They're not even using spit, and now these criminal organizations are doing
spit.
This. Well, you could use olive oil, I guess.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I can't stand corporate jargon.
No, man. That's because we're not a corporate couple of guys, you know?
I've really noticed here, too, corporate jargon is a big thing in our building. If you've ever, like...
Any corporation, really, like big company.
It's all from the Amazon thing, right? Like, because Amazon was all about, they have these phrases that they use that are like low conflict phrases that are, it's just...
But you see through it.
Oh, you can see through it totally. And Robin Garrett online... She posted, she took in a whole bunch of comments, a whole bunch of people in the corporate world of what their least favorite corporate jargon phrases were.
Okay.
And here's the top five.
Sure.
Number five, we're like a family.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're not a family.
No.
You work there. It's not a family. It's not like a family. And saying it's like a family is insulting to families.
Yeah.
You're not a family. It's a place I go to work.
Now, some I guess those aren't big corporations, though, typically.
Family businesses are like a family.
Yeah,
because they're literally family.
That's true.
But even some of them aren't like family.
No.
low-hanging fruit is number four on the list.
It sounds like a
Well, they'll often say...
testicles.
Yeah, I know. They'll often say, which is funny because that's the low-hanging fruit. The low-hanging fruit joke, right? And I used to always laugh. We had one boss back in the day. He'd always be like, you don't always have to take the low-hanging fruit. You don't always have to take the obvious punchline. I'd be like, yeah, you do. It's there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Take it. Number three on the list, bandwidth.
Hmm.
You don't have... Do you have the bandwidth to take on this project? Bandwidth?
Are you asking me if I'm smart enough?
Bandwidth?
The energy?
Bandwidth is not... Are you capable of taking on this project?
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying that? Bandwidth. We're not computers. We're human beings.
That's right.
And when you say bandwidth, it just sounds so disrespectful.
And just adding in words, you know, when you're typing, it's just make it short, concise, and to the point.
Yeah.
That's what people want.
Synergy is number two on the list, which isn't shocking.
No.
That's a horrible... corporate synergy. And number one, circle back. Hey, why don't you put a pin in that and we'll circle back on that.
Here's one that I like to use when I know I'm right and people forget. It's like, as per my previous email.
That means, hey, loser, read the email again.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm not saying your house is trying to kill you. But there are things in your house that could hurt you or kill you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So these are the most dangerous household items.
Yeah.
Coming in at number six.
Okay.
Ceilings and walls.
Just in general?
Just in general. Yeah.
Why?
Now, I wonder if that could, like, well, running into them potentially.
Yeah.
You know,
ceiling fans. Oh, ceiling fans.
Maybe. I'm guessing maybe. That's what it could be.
Yeah.
At number five.
Yeah.
Clothing. You're trying to get your pantaloons on in the morning when it's dark and you trip, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Scarves. Hey, scarves are lethal, dude.
Oh, sure.
You're wrapping those things around your neck.
Yeah. Well, that's just
crazy
it.
Crazy person.
Catch your schlong in your zipper.
I don't have that problem.
Well, it could be anyone. It could happen to anyone, Chad.
Not me.
Bathroom fixtures.
Well, because you slip in the tub.
Could be that. Sure. Maybe you're spitting out your toothpaste and you sneeze.
Yeah.
You hit your head on the faucet.
My son actually did that not too long ago.
Yeah, he spit out
the toothpaste and hit his head on the faucet. I was like, oh, buddy.
Going down real hard to spit it out.
Yeah.
Beds, mattresses, and pillows.
Pillows, I could see.
I can see beds. You roll out. Do you move around a lot?
That's true, yeah.
I haven't
this
fallen
list
out.
Is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like knives and cutlery and that kind of
that's
thing.
That's not on here, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
These are just, okay.
Coming in at number two.
Yeah.
Exercise and sports equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Bigly.
Treadmills are like...
Well,
lethal.
I was just going to say, treadmills were responsible for almost, let me just see here. I guess quite a few of the injuries, actually.
I don't know how many stories I've heard of people just being on a treadmill and flying off of it and hitting a wall behind them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just the treadmill keeps going if you don't have the thing, kill switch on you.
Yeah.
And the number one, can you guess what it would be? The number one most dangerous household item.
No idea.
Stairs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you miss a step or you're drunk or, you know, it's in the dark.
You talk to emergency room, like, doctors, and they'll say one of the things you should be most careful with is going downstairs. You should never run downstairs.
Nope.
And you should never go downstairs with your hands in your pockets.
Oh, for sure. You break your fall with your face? Yeah. That would hurt.
I was always told as a kid, get your hands out of your pockets.
Yeah. I've hurt myself running upstairs.
Oh, all the time, shin on there?
Yeah, you
never
miss a
recover.
Step, slip. Oh, man, I had a hot, bruised bump on my shin.
Or the worst.
I forget what bar it was in Saskatoon.
Oh, probably the hose.
Yeah, it was the hose.
The worst is when you're going down the stairs and you forget that there's another stair. Right? Like you think you're at the bottom, but there's one more stair. Or it can be worse when you think there's another stair and there isn't.
Every single morning. Oh, yeah, that sucks.
And you take that giant, oh, ow, that hurt.
Every single morning, I don't have the light on in the garage when I'm walking down the stairs. I've stepped on so many shoes, rollerblades, and hockey sticks. I've almost rolled
one
an ankle.
Mornings,
so many
you're just going to come in a neck brace.
Or I won't come in at all.
Yeah, I mean.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Dude, that's just offside. Just offside.
Listen, Chad, I came across an article that said what O.J. Simpson said on his deathbed to his family. And so I figured that because we've been talking so much about this, that you'd be very interested in it.
Yeah, now you sent me a link.
Yeah.
And all it says is O.J. Simpson confesses to family on deathbed.
That's right.
So, of course, I'm like, what? And then I open it. And
it's Barry.
Yeah, it's a fairly well endowed individual.
It's enhanced. It's been proven that that picture has been enhanced.
But still, like, can you not do that?
No, those are the best because now you've taken that and you've sent it off to other people you know.
At least it's not the ones that when you open them, it has loud sex sounds.
Oh, those ones are great too. Those ones are hilarious when you send those
out. I'm serious. And another thing you're the worst for is you will send me inappropriate pictures in the middle of meetings. So we'll be sitting there.
I'll airdrop them to
you. Airdrop them to me all the time. And we're like in the middle of a serious conversation, and there's something just absolutely inappropriate said to me, and I can't not laugh. So I'll usually just like, I think my move is I usually look down at the ground and kind of put my hand over my eyes a little bit so you can't see the reaction I'm making.
One of my favorite ones is the grandma sitting by her plastic-covered couch. It says why grandma has it covered in plastic.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.